destiny is at your doorstep. The wave of the future originated in the ancient past. From Atlantis to Egypt and beyond, this sacred knowledge was passed in secret, not to be revealed until the world was ready. That time is now. Now is the time for you to know your destiny.
Good evening, everybody. This is Robert Lee Camp coming to you live from California. I hope you're all doing well tonight. Hope you had a great Monday. It's really nice here to see that fall is starting to come in California. We actually had rain. We had rain 2 days ago for about, 4 or 5 hours. Not a lot of rain, just enough to know that, you know, winter's coming. It's getting cooler now. I think the back of summer has been broken, at least here. And now we're enjoying really kind of nice weather because it doesn't get too hot in the day. And, of course, it always gets cold at night. I hope you're having good weather where you are right now, too. Just want to remind everybody, this is your show. I'm here to, you know, give a little talk on a subject, have other things. But basically, I'm here to serve you. I'm Queen of Diamonds, and that's my birth card. You can find out your birth card tonight if you don't already know it. If you already do know it, you can call in and ask me questions. Even if you don't know your birth card, I will tell you. After the talk tonight, we'll open up the phone lines. All three lines are open. You can call in and get in the queue. That'll be around 8 o'clock p.m. here when that happens, maybe a little sooner, maybe a little later. It all depends. And I'm here to help you. I'm here to show you how the system that I use and I've written about can be utilized to help us derive some meaning, some understanding, some clarity, and some direction for our life. What's really cool about the card system is that, number one, it's very easy to learn. People are amazed at how quickly they can use it, get to a place where they can actually use it, where you could spend years studying astrology before you get a lot that's really useful. So it's easy to learn. Number two, it's very accurate. That's the real main thing. I think that the reason that people buy the books, they've heard about them from somebody else, and they say, I can't believe this. You got to check this out for yourself. Once you read about your card, your birth card, and your ruling card, and your cards for your yearly spread, what's going on this year, next year, once you start looking into this and test it for yourself, I think you'll find that it's the most amazingly accurate thing. Some people think it's scary. It's so accurate. Some people don't want to know. Hey, not everybody wants to know what's going to happen next, and not everybody wants the real deep understanding about themselves or about life, but this is a system for those who do, and it's been around for ages. It was only made public, though, about 113 years ago. Is that right? About 113 years ago is when it was first made public. And before that, it was kept secret. Nobody knew about it. It was an absolute secret to the world. It had to be kept secret because the knowledge would have been destroyed if it had been brought out during the dark periods we've gone through in the last 2,000 years. The system would not have survived. So it had to be safe. And, of course, it had to happen right at the beginning of the now Aquarian age that we're living in. We are now officially in the age of Aquarius. And Aquarius rules all the sciences, astrology, numerology, and this system, the cards. It does not rule, though, however, systems like Tarot. It does not rule psychic powers. It does rule intuitive powers, but intuitive is much different than psychic. Intuitive is the I know, the Aquarian mind, whereas psychic is the I believe, the Neptune mind, that the person that can sense past lives and so forth. And they're two different things. And some of us have a lot of one and none of the other, or a little bit of both, or so forth. But since we're in the Aquarian age now, the I know is really what's up. So this system is part of the I Know system. And this system can be tested. You can take look into your past and say, well, was it accurate for me or not? And if it wasn't, discard it. I think you'll find that if you look, you'll find it's very accurate. Today is September 24th, 2007, and today is a double heart day. It's a King of Hearts and a Six of Hearts day. So people born on this day, their relationships are really what their life's all about. Their life is more about relationships than anything else. And I've met several people born on this day. I mean, when you think about it, it's a Libra. We're in the time of Libra now. And Libra's all about relationships, too. So if you have a birthday that's hearts, which is relationship, and Libra, you're talking about a lot of Libra and relationship energy. But today is King of Hearts. So this is the ruler of love, and this is the person who is strong, and they have mastery over people. People like Linda McCartney, Paul's ex-wife who passed away, she was a King of Hearts, Six of Hearts, Libra. And it's interesting because King of Hearts are very compatible with Queen of Clubs. They have a what we call a mutual Venus connection. Paul McCartney's a Queen of Clubs. So there was a lot of compatibility there and a lot of mutual respect. There was a lot of Venus between the two of them. They were friends first, I'm sure. Anthony Newley, Kevin Sorbo used to play, was it Hercules, I think? Big buff guy, nice-looking man. He's the same birthday. Mega Ward. F. Scott Fitzgerald, the famous author. And Phil Hartman and Jim Henson of the Muppets. All King of Hearts, Six of Hearts. And this is a Peacemaker's card also, having the Six of Hearts ruling card there. So I was thinking about, you know, what do I want to talk about? And today I was sitting having dinner earlier this evening, and I was just sensing how life is meant to be when it comes to our work and when it comes to money, to finances. And these two, money and work, are intimately connected, you know, I mean, because it's the work we do that, not always, but in most cases, the work we do is how we get our money. And so the question is, do you have a really wonderful work life and money life? That's the question. So we all have to ask ourselves, is the life I'm leading right now really wonderful in the area of work? Like, is it wonderful in the area of money? You know, I was watching a show on TV last night about health, about the body, actually. And they were talking about, they talked about life from birth to death. It was very interesting. And it was really cool. They just revealed some really interesting things about all the physical processes that occur in the fetus and then birth and in the mother and then growing up and then puberty and then menopause and getting old. And one of the number one causes of aging, of accelerated aging, is stress. So, you know, if we're leading a life, and we all have a certain amount of stress because we have environment stress. Our environment is somewhat stressful already. You know, we have a somewhat toxic situation around us in on the physical and on the other planes. So that's already there. But, you know, so stress, just stress, okay? Stress increases aging, among other things. It has all kinds of other factors. It's a cause for disease as well. And I think about that because a lot of people's stress revolves around their work and around their finances. So when you think about it, you have to ask, are you happy? Is your life stressful? Are you struggling? Especially if you're getting up to the age of 50 or so. And if you still have a lot of stress in your life, your health is going to go downhill very, very quickly. I'm sorry, unless you have a fantastic constitution. And there are some people that do. But unless we have a really incredible constitution, if we're living a stressful life and we continue living stressful into our late 40s and 50s, our health is going to go down, and we're going to age very quickly. And you have seen people, I'm sure, And if any of you have gone to like a 20-year or 30-year class reunion from high school, you'll know just what I'm talking about, how certain people have aged. Even at like the 20-year class reunion, which for most people would put you in your late 30s, maybe early 40s, you know, for high school. People, unbelievably old some people have got because of their lifestyle. So getting back to work and money. So how can it be? And I mean, how good can we let that be for ourselves? That's the question. How good can my work situation be and my money situation? I have a lot of clients. I have a lot of incredibly intelligent people as clients. And even some of those people, they're living a life of high stress because they're not doing work that they love. And they feel like they have to. There's a fear of not having enough there. So one of the first things we have to understand is that you're never going to have the ideal work, I don't think, unless you have a positive sense of prosperity. Because, you see, if I have a weak sense of prosperity, if I'm always worrying about money, and if I don't think there's enough money, then I'm usually going to choose work that gives me the money security that I need. And money security type jobs are not usually very fun jobs, at least not for creative people, not for someone like me. I've done work for money that was very, very difficultly boring and very tedious, and I could do it, but it was very difficult and very stressful. And I couldn't have done it if I hadn't had a higher purpose at the time. So the thing about it is, you know, work is supposed to be enjoyable. And just imagine for a moment, you know, it's very interesting. Who was the guy? We were watching a show we watched some TV late at night, you know, different shows. This great, famous clothing designer. I'm sorry, I'm really bad at names. Carl somebody. You know, his life is basically, he has developed his work to a point where he's got hundreds of people just waiting for him to come up with some designs. He sketches these designs. He does the drawings. And these drawings are kind of hard to interpret. They're kind of rough. But these women know him so well, they work for him, these seamstresses, that they're able to take those drawings and they turn his drawings into real clothing on models. And then he comes and inspects them. And if there's something off, he tells them and so forth. And then there's this whole crew, another crew, that gets together and finds a place and creates this incredible, boardwalk situation where all the models come out with his clothing, puts on a big show. Well, they call it something walk. I forget now. So his job has become such that all he has to do, really, is just draw these beautiful drawings of clothing and everybody else does the rest. And he's doing the part that he likes the most. Not to mention the fact that he gets to be the one to get all the credit at the end. He's the one that, you know, gets a lot of the money, probably amazingly rich, this guy, from, you know, his work. He's done work with Chanel and other people. He's world known, worldwide. So I was thinking about that, and I was thinking about people that make really incredible movies. People like Steven Spielberg, you know, like he made E.T. because it was his childhood dream to see an alien. So he didn't get to experience that. He used to fantasize about that as a kid. So he decided to make this movie that would show his greatest fantasy being played out. And he made his movie, and it immediately made him a multi-million or billionaire. And now he just, whatever movie he makes, he makes. And he just gets to make whatever he wants to make. So for people like that, you see, the point that I'm seeing here for myself, yeah, runway, thank you, Seth, the runway. The point I'm getting here is that the people that are most successful in life, you look around and look at the people, what you may not know about them is that this is what they love to do. This is what they really love to do. And I don't think we get that on some level. Because we always, like, a lot of people would say, oh, look at that fashion designer. oh, look, he's making all that money. He's got all those beautiful women around him. I want to do that so I can have the money and the women around me or whatever that is. Okay? Or a woman might want to do it for the same reason, for money and fame and all that. But they never ask themselves, would I love doing that kind of work? Is that really what I like? Do I like sitting down and drawing these fashions? You know, that's the question. Just imagine that your life was just, there was nothing you had to do. There's no had to do in your life. Just imagine that. There's no have to do. There's just, what do I want to do? What am I inspired to do? What really makes me happy? What really comes out of me easily? What is it that brings me joy, that and makes me feel connected? And see, if you have a poverty consciousness around money, if that's a separate issue, by the way, but they're connected. They're separate issues, but connected. So if I don't think that I deserve to have money, or if I have some other reason that I won't let money come in, then I will have to pick a job that is conveniently secure and not necessarily something that I love to do. This is very important, you know. So really, everybody, if you think about, well, maybe you don't know what your job is. If you're stuck in a poverty mentality, you're never going to find, I don't think you're ever going to find your life's work. Or even if you do, your poverty mentality will keep you from really getting the full expression of that, the full expression of the beauty. You know, I have seen that every single person is given dreams. We're all given dreams of some kind. And everyone's dream is different. My dream happened to, I didn't even know that I had a dream about the cards. I didn't think the cards would be my profession. But when I was a kid, I was really into science fiction, and I was really into writing. I wrote not because I had to, because I wanted to. I wrote stories about my friends. My friends were characters in my science fiction stories throughout elementary school, junior high school, and high school. And I never did anything. None of my writing was ever entered into any school things. It was all done for my own pleasure. And I didn't really think anything would ever come of it. I never thought I'd be a writer. But when I found out about astrology, when I first heard about it, I was in my really early 20s already. And when I heard about astrology, when I really got introduced to that the first time, I was amazed. I was so fascinated by it. And it just struck a chord in me, and my whole being just responded with a, wow, that is so interesting. And that got me into astrology, and that got me into the cards. And I never, before that, I had never dreamed I would be doing any of this kind of work. It never crossed my mind. But it was very satisfying to me. It has been, it still remains to be. That's my personal story. But what is it that will turn you on like that? What is it that you love? What is it that when you hear about it, you think, that's what I want to do? See, the problem is our culture does not encourage us to find that. That's not really part of our educational system today. So we're not getting a lot of support usually from our parents or from any of our teachers in early life to find our dream. We're just told, you know, okay, you're going to go to school, you're going to grow up, you're going to finish high school, you're going to go to college, and then you're going to pick a career, but you don't know what it is. You're just going to pick something to major in. And they're all going to sit there and say, well, what are you going to major in? You know, I majored in marine biology when I was in college. Why did I major in marine biology? Because I had done an article about whales when I was in high school, and I really thought whales were cool. I thought, okay, I'll pick marine biology. But I didn't really know what I wanted to do. I was only, what, like 18, 19 years old. How am I supposed to know what I want to be when I grow up? Now, some people do know, but I didn't know. You know, I had no idea. I hadn't been exposed to anything that really rocked my world. I knew I liked to make money. I was making money before that. And that was fun, and I enjoyed that. But I knew that I hadn't found my real work until I found the card system. That happened to be the day that I realized this is it for me. This is the thing I want to invest myself into. So then think about it, like, I'm in this position now, I've been doing this for a long time, and I can kind of do anything I want with the cards, and it's going to be okay. I can, and I've also made a music CD, which I play on the show, and I've written a movie script, which I'm going to have made. I don't know when or how, but it's going to be made. And I'm, you know, these are things that I love. And if we love something, it's just something completely different. It's not a job. And this is what I'm trying to express tonight. You have a dream. You have a mission. But you might have forgotten it. You may not know. And I tell my clients, sometimes they'll say, well, what career should I pick? And I get that question a lot, especially from tennis clubs, because they're often really uncertain about that. And I'll say, well, what did you do when you were a kid, like between the ages of, 7 and 12? What did you do on your own when no one was watching you, when no one was telling you to do something? What did you just do because you liked it? Sometimes that's a clue. It was in my case, but I didn't know it at the time. But you might, if you're wondering, that might be something to look at. Because then you didn't have the filters. You didn't have the pressure so much at that age. No one was telling you had to be this or that. Well, maybe you did, because sometimes parents have expectations early on. Look at Tiger Woods. He was learning golf from, age 5 or 6 or something. But that's an exceptional situation. Exceptional. So I want to encourage everybody to think, just reflect. And if the job you're in now is not really something that, see, the way it can be, this is how it can be. Is it like you, just imagine for a moment that you are this person that's got so much money that there's never an issue around money. Whatever you're going to do today, it has nothing to do with money. It has only what to do, only thing it has to do with is what is it that you're here to do for yourself and for the world? What contribution do you want to make in this world? What do you want to leave behind, and what do you want to do while you're here? That's all. So then you just think, well, Now I happen to know this guy. His name is Ray Blanchard, and he happens to be an incredible trainer. He was part of the training I took last year, and he's one of the trainers that led. And I heard just a couple of days ago that they're making a new movie called this. It's like The Secret. It's called Get the Answer. And the website is gettheanswer.org. And this is going to be an incredible movie like The Secret, but I think probably it may not be as famous as The Secret because it's kind of a secret clone in a sense, but I think the content is going to be of a higher caliber because I know these people. I know. And I'm just imagining Ray, and I know what his life is like, and he's just going around doing all the stuff that he loves to do. And he's this incredible guy. He's got all this energy. He's probably late 50s, maybe early 60s. He's just always smiling, and he's so clear about everything. And I just think about him, and I heard about his movie, I thought, oh, that's so perfect. That's Ray just doing what he loves to do. And a movie is just another extension of the work that he does. And I'm sure he's not doing this to make a lot of money. He's doing it because this is what he loves to do. Now, he may make a lot of money by doing it, but it won't be the reason that he's doing it. See, and this is the trick. This is the key. Everybody should at least once in their life take a risk. And what I mean by that is do the thing that you really love to do and just see if it doesn't work. Just see if it doesn't pay off. I have done it at least twice, I think 3 times now. And every time I've done it, it's paid off like a landslide of prosperity every time. Everybody needs to try that experiment. You know, even if you just do it part-time, if you have a regular job, just start out part-time with what you love to do. Watch how quickly it will grow. And pretty soon you won't have time to do your day job anymore because you'll be having so much fun and making so much money doing the thing that you love to do. And that's really all there is to it. I mean, we need to try it at least once. And if you're really so out of touch with what you love to do because you've been doing some job for so long, maybe you need to take a little break. Do some reflection. Do something to explore your heart and what it is you're here for and what it is you really want to do with your life's work. Okay? So I hope I was able to convey that as clear as possible. Our life was meant to be a life of ease. If our life is not a life of ease, then we're coming at our life from the wrong direction somehow. We need to take a look at that. I mean, life will always have some challenges because we can't predict everything and we can't figure everything out with our head. So there's always going to be unexpected changes that come up. But in terms of our work, in terms of money, there's no reason why everybody can't have a really smooth, fun, successful life where you just keep doing the things you love. Even if it's just people going to a barbed wire convention to talk about barbed wire because they love it so much. I don't love barbed wire, but somebody out there does. A lot of people do. And that's what they do. They have a convention. Or some people like to fly. You know, they love to fly. They love airplanes. I love to fly too, not as much as some people, but so you got to find what it is that you love. Okay? All right, we're going to take a short break now, and now is the time to call in. If you'd like to have a reading tonight, there are three lines open. We're going to play a song called Gayatri, which is about a 7-minute song, and when we come back, we'll be taking calls. So now's the time to call in. Look forward to talking to you when I come back.
Georgia.
Savitur-variniyam Bhargo-devasya dhimahi Deyo-yonam-chodayam Om Bhurbhuva Svaha Tat Savitur-variniyam Bhargo-devasya dhimahi
Back, everybody. This is Robert Lee Camp. I hope you enjoyed that song. That's actually the one that people like most on the CD, I'm told. Most people like that one, which was a surprise to me. I mean, I certainly like it too, but I like the more upbeat songs myself. So we have two people on. We have line two is still open, if you'd like to call. But we have Christy Hayes, who's been waiting patiently. Are you on the line, Christy?
Yes, I am.
And you're in Richmond?
Yes, I am.
Oh, you're a neighbor.
Yes, I am. Actually, I was just working in Lafayette.
Oh, okay. And I live in Concord.
That's right.
Okay, so how are you tonight? How are you today?
Oh, I guess, you know, I'm okay.
And you know that you are a Jack of Diamonds.
I sure do.
And how's that Jack of Diamonds life going there?
Well, I'm the salesperson card, so.
How are sales going?
Oh, well, I actually am an artist, is what I am. I do fashion, and so, but I have just been laid off, and I was looking, you know, I just came across, you know, your newsletter, and then you got me on your mailing list, and I started listening to the station, and you made a lot of sense last week.
Mm-hmm.
So I just started looking at my own and seeing where I was going with my own life, and then I got kind of freaked out, because, you know, I have, like, a lot going on when I'm 39. It looks like, because I have all these fives and nines and sevens, and I'm like wondering.
I see. Okay. All right. So
what's going on there?
Well, you're in your Saturn period.
I'm in a
period.
Big change is what's going on.
You know, right now you're in your Saturn period of the year, so things always look a little bleaker in this period of the year. Okay?
Really, I tend to think that summer's more like that for me.
Well,
but the summer was okay.
Well, this starts for you on August the 12th and goes till October 3rd. So it's part of the summer.
Yeah.
But you had pretty good cards this year overall, except there was some relationship challenge here.
Definitely.
Looks like a difficult situation. Anyway, so you're concerned about your next year? Is that your question?
Basically, yeah, that's what I'm calling about.
Well, what do you what did you see that you thought was bad?
Well, just a lot of change. I guess that scared me.
Change scares you? Why would you be afraid of change?
Well, it's always just comforting in the beginning until you get used to it again.
Well, that depends on what you think the change is going to be.
I know. I'm anxious to know.
Well, okay. How about a change of career? How's that?
Oh, I'm working on that. Definitely, I'm working on that.
Then what's the complaint about next year, then?
Okay, and then I have, like, 9 in a row. I have 9 of diamonds, 9 of hearts, and 9 of clubs.
Have you ever bought any new shoes?
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll really love them when you first get them.
Mm-hmm.
And then after a few years, some point, they end up in the garbage or the Goodwill. Well, when that point when they end up in the Goodwill or the garbage, that's the 9 point in the cycle. Okay? So is it a sad thing? Sometimes, you know, goodbye my shoes, I loved you, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's also kind of a good thing because now you get new shoes, right? Does that make sense?
Definitely, always with, any ending there is a beginning, yes.
Yeah.
I see that. It's a shedding of skin.
Yeah.
I guess that just scares me.
So, you know, everyone's...
And I'm going through a huge change for my own self.
Are you going through a change right now, or...?
Transforming hugely, immensely, making huge leaps and bounds. And you made so much sense last week, and it was brilliant.
Well, you know, this has been a very favorable year for you.
Not at all, though.
What?
It doesn't feel as much as I felt like it would be. I had a high expectation.
Well, Christy.
Now I've been laid off. I mean, my expectations totally dropped.
Well, Christy, okay, come on, get a hold of yourself here, all right? The definition of unhappiness is how far your mind is from what is real.
Well, financially, it's very difficult, and I'm a single mom, and it doesn't work.
Financially, it's difficult?
Yeah.
Oh, because you just
challenging.
Lost your job?
So hugely.
You just lost your job?
And I have an issue with money, and I got to get over it, and I don't know how, and I want to move on.
Did you hear my talk tonight? Did you hear my talk?
I did.
God, it's so perfect.
Yeah.
I must have had it for you. I was talking to you.
You were talking to me, and that's why I'm also calling it.
Your
time.
Yeah, that's cool.
No, I'm getting over it.
It's all going
to
be okay.
I know, but I don't know how to do that. I don't know how to be prosperous. And then I started looking at everything, and I started seeing how it trickles down into every aspect of my life.
Yes, there's all kinds of poverty. You know, like there's money poverty. There's also relationship poverty.
Totally. I just had a situation that happened with a girl I thought was going to be a girlfriend of mine. Weird. Yeah, you're right.
So, are you ready to get to work on yourself?
I have been. I'm doing that, and I'm there.
You didn't know how, though. I mean, I thought maybe you...
Well, you know, when you're in that, when you're about to get that breakthrough, it's a major breakdown that happens. So I'm having a breakthrough, and it's coming, even as we speak.
Okay, so, you know, it's okay to be in breakdown.
Yeah.
It's perfectly okay to be in breakdown.
Thank you.
You know, I mean, like you said, it's like the dark before the light.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's okay, and you know, you just lost your job.
Yeah, I was laid off.
Okay, you were laid off, so it's okay to feel upset about that.
Yeah,
I think anybody would. But guess what?
What?
Good stuff's coming right around the corner.
Oh, good. That's the good news.
You won't have to wait long.
Sweet. That's all I needed to hear.
Yeah. I see money, I see success. I see you working your tail off within a month.
Thank you.
Yeah, don't
all right.
Worry. I'm really appreciate it. And actually, you know, this could be an opportunity for you. I want to give you one little last piece of wisdom here, okay?
Awesome.
Looking at your cards and everything. this really could be the opportunity for you to, like, get out of work that you don't love and get. Like, the reason you got laid off is not just because you got laid off.
Fully know that. Was very, very, very aware of that. And
well, then what are you crying about?
Don't know. And just needing reassurance that I'm
scared. I got laid off party.
I know. It's all there. I got it. But because I don't sit around for things to happen. But I have this huge project that I want to start. And I want to build this extreme sports facility. And I'm trying to do these grants. And I was going to do it with this girl who I thought was going to be my friend. It was very disappointing.
Yeah,
so
maybe that wasn't the right one. You know, but I'm telling you, it's coming. And now
awesome.
I'm ready. You're also very psychic if you're not listening to that. You need to listen to that. You listen to what you already know a little bit. Take this time.
Okay,
take this next 2 weeks, okay? Just two
okay.
weeks. That's not much.
Okay.
Don't freak out. Don't go running off into some other job you don't like. Just stop.
Thank you. Oh, yeah. That's almost what happened. Thank you so very, very much for saying that.
I love it.
Well, I'm in this whole guilt mode, you know, and I can make everything guilty for myself if I wanted to right now.
Well, you must be trying to please somebody.
I am.
Your parents or somebody.
A lot of people who happen to, you know, help me out in my time of a little, you know.
Yeah, and here you are, just Jack, and you have all this pride and everything. You know, Jacks, queens, and kings have all this pride.
It's true.
You got to be looking good.
I know. It's terrible.
Well, it's just very costly to have that attitude.
It really is. I know that. I got that very clearly in this whole money thing, and I'm having, and I had a major.
So, I wrote a book called The Big Money Book. You can buy it on my
website. Do that. I definitely want to do that. I am doing that. That's
only $15. That book will change your life.
You're awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, and then that'll help you. It also talks in that book about career too, about choosing career, and I think that's exactly where you're at right now, so it's perfect.
Sweet. I'm going to do that. All right. Have a beautiful night.
Thanks, Chrissy. Great to have you call in. I appreciate you having the nerve to call.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. We're going to take one more call before we take a break. We have Kristen, who's been waiting on line 3. Now line 4 is open, folks, if you want to call in. But is Kristen there?
Yes.
Hi, Kristen.
Hi, how are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm okay.
So you're a little ace of diamonds.
Yes.
You know, that's the ace is the littlest card in the deck. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, it's the littlest card. It's a little baby card. So ace of diamonds are all like, they think they're like, oh, I'm an ace. I'm big shot, you know? But it's actually the one. So, and I bet you're really a busy girl.
I try to keep busy.
I don't think you'd have to try. Ace of Diamonds are always busy. So it's funny, you're the same year as the last caller. Both of you born in 69. So you're both, you and both her and you are coming up to your age 39 year. That's next year for you, of course.
Right.
And that year begins the Jupiter cycle of our life. 13-year period where we make the most money.
Wow.
And I'm sure, as a little diamond, you like that idea. Am I right?
We're trying. Trying.
Okay, so did you call for a specific reason?
Yes, I did. I'm involved with somebody for 4 years, and I want to know if this relationship was going to turn out to be anything more than what it is.
And the birthday?
9/26/64.
Okay, so this is a Jack of Hearts.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I know that because this is my sister's birthday.
Oh, really?
Yeah, now, is this a guy or a girl?
It's a man.
Oh, okay. And what's the... That's a long time to be dating without going any farther.
I know.
So who's holding up the show?
He is.
Really?
Yes.
Well, okay. So what's his deal? Is he still married or something to somebody else?
No, we live together, actually. We
live
together for the past 3 years. We live together, and it's just kind of stagnant from there, just, you know.
Well, okay, let me ask you something. What does he say about the relationship?
He really doesn't comment that much on it. He's just comfortable the way things are.
That's typical for guys, you know.
Mm.
It's funny. There's this old saying that's really true. And that is that guys get married hoping their wives will stay the same. And women get married hoping their husbands are going to change.
Right.
So
it's not a matter of change. It's just a matter of security and building a future together.
Well, here's the sense that I get, Kristen. I get the sense that you haven't found your own worth yet.
You're right.
Yeah.
I also want to ask you in regards to a business, getting involved in this business with my girlfriend.
What's her birthday?
6/27/58.
Okay, so she is a King of Hearts. No, wait a minute, is that right? No. Sorry. She's a Three of Clubs. And a Five of Hearts. Those Three of Clubs drive me crazy. Well, let's just go back. You changed the subject awfully quickly.
Okay, yeah. For the self-worth, that's what I was getting into the business end of it.
As soon as I said that, you changed the subject.
Okay.
Did you notice that?
Yeah, you're right.
I think it must be an uncomfortable thing for you to really...
Probably.
Probably hard to admit, you know. And it's funny because I have a really good friend who's an Ace of Diamonds. And I'm an Ace of Diamonds ruling card myself, so I know this card really well. And, you know, we are all about finding our worth in the world. That's what we're here for. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting. She's married to a man who is very, very successful. He was one of the producers for Entertainment Tonight TV show. They live down in, you know, L.A. area. Got a really nice house on the beach. Lots of money. But he will not give her any money. And she doesn't know how much money they have or he has. And she works like she's not married. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She works like she has to support herself and three kids, even though it's just her and him. She works like she has to work. When she's married to this man, who could give her everything, but she's not letting that happen. And it's because she doesn't think she's worth it. And here you are. You're a Leo. You're a Leo.
I know.
Leo women, you know, they have pride in themselves. Do you understand? Do you follow me?
Yeah, I follow you. Sometimes I get caught up in something. I just feel like, okay, well, I'll just hang around and just wait for it to happen.
There's something wrong. What's wrong with your relationship? What's wrong with your relationship to yourself? Just imagine for a minute that he doesn't really exist, but he's just a mirror of you, of a part of you. And the way that he treats you is the way that you treat yourself. Just imagine that for a moment. You know, we have different people within us.
Hmm.
You know, not everybody.
Interesting.
You know, Ace of Diamonds are really very optimistic people. I should say we, because I'm an Ace of Diamonds too. We're very outgoing and optimistic and usually very positive about everything. But we also have parts of ourselves that don't really, aren't so nice, you know what I mean? You follow me?
Right.
So, you know, I could say something about what could happen to you. But even the best cards, nothing's going to happen unless you are a person that can let that happen.
Yeah, my girlfriend tells me, you have to do it. And I'm like, okay.
Well, I don't necessarily think you have to do anything, but you have to change inside so that you can allow like maybe I could probably introduce you to a man, let's just say, and this is theoretical, but I'm sure I could do this. I could find somebody that would take one look at you and go, oh my God, you're the woman of my dreams, and I want to give you everything, and you don't have to work anymore. And if I did, you'd run away as fast as you can.
You're probably right.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
It's not out here. The answer's not out here. It's in you.
Okay.
So you have to spend some time getting straightened out on the inside before you can expect things on the outside to change. Because this relationship you have now is exactly what you can handle.
Wow.
It's all that you think you're worth, and it's all that you think that you deserve.
Wow, that's pretty interesting.
Yeah, and you could spend thousands of dollars and years of therapy to find out what I just told you. Guaranteed.
Wow.
And you will not get a more cleaner, clearer answer than this. This is exactly where it is. And as soon as you start to love yourself more, either the man in your life will start giving to you more, which he will if you let him. If you may be an opening for that, he would. Or you'll leave him and meet somebody else that will.
That's pretty interesting, because I've been told this. I have a disease, and it's because of me not loving myself. And I love myself, and that's how I get better.
So here's a question now for you. And you don't have to answer this right now. I just want you to think about this, okay? I want you to just imagine that your life depends on you loving yourself. I mean, it really does. And think about it. How are you going to figure out? What are you going to do to love yourself? You know, that's the question you got to get the answer for. What can you do to love Kristen?
Okay.
Because you're not letting anybody love you right now, including yourself.
And that's pretty deep.
Well, you want it deep, don't you?
Yeah.
You don't want something shallow, like a little pat on the back, do you?
Yeah. You hit it. Nail on the head.
Well, that is the question you have to find an answer for. So after you worked on this for a couple of weeks, call back on the show and let me know what's going on.
I will. I really appreciate it.
And your year has just begun. And this can be
good.
The year that you have the biggest change of your life.
Okay, I'm getting ready.
It could lead to the best, most incredible experience you've ever had. The possibility is there. It exists right in your cards.
Okay, good.
Okay. But it all depends on you.
I appreciate it.
You're the key that opens the door.
Okay.
Only you can do it.
Okay, I'm taking a deep breath.
Just put those little rockets on your butt and light the fuse.
All right.
And learn to love. Go look in the mirror.
Okay.
And look at her and tell her you love her and that you're not going to ever reject her again.
All right.
All right, Kristen. I appreciate
you. Tomorrow's a new day.
It's great to have you on the show. Thanks.
Thank
for,
you. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having the courage to call.
Thank you.
Yeah. So good luck. And call back and let us know what's going on. Okay. Well, that was fun. I love talking to Ace of Diamonds because that's my card, too, and I'm just like it's talking to myself. It really is. Okay. We're going to take a short break. We have two people on line 2 and 4. Now line 3 is open. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk to Deborah from Minnesota. But right now, we're going to listen to the song Om Namah Shivaya off my CD, Bhakti Rock. So we'll be right back after a short break. Welcome back, everybody. This is Robert Lee Camp. Nice to be back. I hope you guys are having a great evening. Line 3 is still available if anybody wants to call in. And we have Deborah, who's been waiting patiently on line number 2. Are you there, Deborah?
Yes, I am.
And you're from Stillwater, Minnesota?
Well, I'm actually from Southern California. I moved here in 2000.
Ah, so how are things in Gemini land?
Actually, I'm doing very, very good.
Oh, good.
I don't think I've ever been better.
Excellent. And you're our 5 of diamonds, queen of spades.
I'm a, my birthday's the same as Paul McCartney's, June 18th.
Oh, he gave me the,
I'm
sorry, I wrote it down wrong. I apologize.
That's okay. I'm just 10 years younger than Paul McCartney.
Okay, gotcha. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you're 1952?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I got your cards now. What's on your mind?
I'm coming up. I have a friend that's a really good astrologer, and I just wanted to get, I just discovered your website, you know, and like I never knew about the Queen of Clubs and all that. I just started learning about it.
Sure.
And doing anybody
sure.
and everybody's, you know, card and, get, you know, put, entering their date of birth on your website.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And I was told by an astrologer that I'm coming up on a Jupiter, trine Jupiter in my 10th house.
Okay.
At the end of this year.
Mm-hmm.
And I just
what did they tell you was going to happen then as a result of that?
She's just saying basically that she saw a change in status in my life, and, in work and personal.
So are you still working?
Well, I'm actually a spiritual guidance counselor.
Uh-huh.
Or a psychic medium.
Okay. All right. And you're doing that work professionally right now?
Yes, sir. And I've been doing very, very well with it. I would say I started on it full time since 2000, and I'm doing so well that I was able to buy my own home.
Uh-huh.
With it.
Oh, good.
Yeah. And I was listening to you before you started taking the calls about how you need to love what you're doing, and I really do love my work. I love it.
That's so wonderful.
And that's why I, as soon as I I'm going to be buying your book, The Love Card.
Well, I tell you something, Deborah. You may actually, I know this is going to happen. You're going to use this system in your work. I haven't told this to anybody on this show in the last, since this show began. I never told anybody that, but you, I'm telling you that to you. It's going to happen. Because Queen of Clubs, you're a Queen of Clubs, and this system is connected to your card in a special way. And Queen of Clubs, they always love the system, and they always, not all of them use it to make money, but a lot of them do. It becomes part of their work because it's such a great tool. So now, if Jupiter is in your 10th house, as your astrologer suggested, that usually can bring a new wrinkle in your career, a good one, something new happening in your career. You follow me?
Yes, sir.
And, you know, it was when Jupiter was in my 10th house when I wrote my first book.
Yeah, and you know what? That's another thing. Oh, there go the chills. I just finished my book.
Uh-huh.
And I have an editor who's actually born October 25th, 1964.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sure.
And I anticipate that the book will be finished, you know, with him editing it.
Okay.
By the end of this year.
Okay.
And that's what I was wondering if,
Well, you know, yeah. Well, I don't... Editing shouldn't take that long.
Okay. Well, the editor is actually working on some other things, so I don't want to put too much pressure on him.
Mm-hmm.
He's a great writer.
Sure.
And I know he'll... Excuse me?
I said, okay. Yeah.
And I just... I don't want to put pressure on him because then he gets nervous.
Right, right.
And so I'm just, you know, waiting patiently.
Well, the reason I said that is because you have good cards for publishing before then, you know, before the end of the year.
Oh, okay.
That's why I would...
What do you think?
You know, I mean, every Gemini has to write a book, you know?
I'm sorry, I can barely hear you, sir.
Every Gemini has to write a book someday.
Yeah, and that's what I'm doing.
So my suggestion is to focus more energy on it. And if this guy you got is a little bit, if he's got too much to do, maybe you should consider getting somebody else.
Okay.
I don't think he'll have his feelings hurt.
I'm sorry?
I don't think he'll hurt his feelings.
Okay.
It's up to you, though, however you want to do it. But,
how do you feel about him writing it?
Well, I don't have any feelings about him, but it sounds like he's kind of busy. It sounds like he doesn't have a lot of time.
Well, he told me November.
Oh, okay.
And I feel like I should at least give him that.
Okay, sure, sure.
November?
Yeah, that's fine. So, are you in a relationship?
No, I've actually been single and a widow for 14 years.
Okay. You gave up on relationships?
I took time to kill me.
You gave up on relationships?
Well, not really. My last relationship was really painful, and that's part of my book.
Yeah.
I don't know if you ever heard about arrhythmancy.
No, I haven't heard of that one.
There's a secret message. It's just my own verbiage here. Robert, and the way I define it is it tells me where a person is on their spiritual journey and why they are here.
Yeah.
Mine says long journeys, love.
It says what now?
The long journeys. That's where I am on my spiritual journey, which
uh-huh.
would mean a lot of spiritual growth in this lifetime.
Yeah.
A lot of spiritual growth.
Well, that's something that all Queen of Clubs have in common.
Okay. What I'm finding with my astrologer, Robert, is that everything that I'm saying, and see, I study numerology. I've studied it for like 25 years now.
Sure.
And we're saying that everything that I say is synchronizing with astrology.
And it will also synchronize with the cards.
Okay.
It will.
And so it's like I took time to really learn to love Deborah.
See, the Queen of Clubs has particularly two issues when it comes to relationships. Number one, fear of betrayal.
Yeah.
And number two, they have also their own sort of uncertainty, like there's a fear of not getting enough love, but also a fear that they will change their minds inwardly, like, you know, they're afraid that somebody else will change their mind about them, but they're also afraid that they'll change their mind about somebody else.
I hear you loud and clear.
Now, that's what the cards tell me, you see. And that probably is reflected in your chart, perhaps, and in your numerology as well.
It's reflecting in just what I know about me personally.
So that's, this year in the cards, you have cards for this year right now. Okay, in the card system.
Right.
You have a life spread, which tells your whole life history. But then you have every year new cards. And your issue about being abandoned is going to come up for you this year. Again, before the year is over. And I mean before your next birthday. It's going to happen again. But there's also great love for you to be had right now in your life. And I would be open to what love would come in, because somebody really good's coming in for you, too. You understand?
Yeah.
It's a big love year for you. Even though your career is highlighted as well, there's actually more energy here around love than there is your career. This year.
Oh.
This year. And this year has just got started for you.
Right.
You are just in your Venus period, which is the second period, and there are seven periods. So things are just getting going. So fasten your seatbelt. There is love. There's going to be love in your life very soon, again and again.
I was told probably around November.
Yeah, maybe before then.
Oh! Okay. All right.
Yeah,
okay.
Definitely. And, you know, This is you as a spiritual person.
Yeah.
Until you really work on these relationship issues, you haven't really done your really personal spiritual work. Do you understand?
Yes.
And if you can't work on it yourself, how can you advise other people? You know?
Well, I'm really good about certain things. I don't know how I'm doing it, but, like, according to my chart, I've had my natal chart done. I'm actually very psychic, and I have the gift of giving names.
Well,
and I gave a prediction to a woman, Robert, 3 years ago. I gave her the name and description of a man.
Uh-huh.
And she, I don't know him. Well, guess what happened a year ago?
She met him.
Yes.
Well.
And now they're getting married. So, like, my predictions are coming to fruition here, like, left and right. And I told the same woman it's raining money.
Uh-huh.
And sure enough, it was. And I told another client, I said, you're moving 5 minutes away. And sure enough, she is. I told her, you're going to go visit this gentleman and two other men. And sure enough, she did.
Queen of Clubs is the most psychic card in the entire deck.
I'm sorry, what?
The Queen of Clubs, your card.
Yeah.
Is the most psychic card in the entire deck.
I've worked on not passing my fears on to other people.
Good.
You know, I know that what's right for me isn't going to be right for another person.
No, I said you're the most psychic card.
Right.
In the entire deck.
The Queen of Clubs?
Yes, your birth.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That's what I was trying to tell you. But see, you're also a Ten of Spades, and you rush through things a little too much.
Okay.
And you miss things because you're moving so quickly that you're not listening sometimes.
Sorry.
You understand?
Yes, sir.
Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, good. So slow down just a little bit.
Okay.
It's all going to happen in due time. And this is going to be a great year for you, and this can be one of the most fulfilling spiritual years of your entire life. And when love comes, just jump in whole hog.
I commit to you, Robert, I will.
Go read The Prophet by Khalil Gibran.
Yes.
And read this section, the chapter about love. Just to get yourself ready.
I thought there was one on marriage and on children.
There is, but you need to read the one on love, not the one on marriage and children.
Oh, okay.
Those two I don't think you have a problem with.
All right.
It's the love area where a lot of us have a lot of work to do. Myself included.
My very best friend is an Ace of Diamonds. I love her so much.
Oh, yeah.
Her and I have a bonding that I've never had with anybody else.
Oh, well, you know, the Queen of Clubs and Ace of Diamonds have a past life love connection.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it means they already knew each other before.
Oh!
And when you meet them, when they meet, they just recognize each other right away.
No wonder I love her so much. I really do love her.
I hear you. It's because you guys were together before, you know.
Huh?
You guys were together in a relationship in a past life, and you worked it out. You went through all the ups and downs, so now when you meet, you just love each other.
Yeah. Yeah. So special.
Well, Deborah, thank you. For being a guest on my show tonight.
Well, thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
And, you know, check back in a few months and let us know how you're doing.
I sure will, and I'll validate what you've told me.
Great. Sounds wonderful.
Okay, you
take
care.
You have a great evening.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, that was Deborah. Now we have we had Maureen waiting, but I guess she got tired of waiting or she dropped off. But Maureen, you can call back. We have lines open. And I'm ready to talk to you. Otherwise, we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we'll see who's here, and we'll have another conversation. Let's hear the song Krishna, and then when we come back, we're going to have some fun. Be right back. Okay, everybody, that was Krishna from my new CD, Bhakti Rock. And if anyone's interested in hearing more songs or ordering one of these CDs, I've sold a few now, and it's really fun to share my music. You can go to my website, seventhunders.com, and there will be information at the very top, seventhunders.com. So Marlene is apparently back. Are you there, Marlene?
Hello, Robert.
From Houston, Texas.
Thank you for taking my call.
I can barely hear you. Seth, can you turn her up more, please? Say something, Marlene.
Okay, thank you for taking my call.
Oh, much better. I think I know you.
You've spoken before.
Oh, yes. I remember. How are you doing?
How are you?
How are you? I'm doing well. I'm out in California now. Where are you?
Oh. You're out in California?
Yeah, I'm back in California, where I used to live.
Oh, okay.
And you're still in Houston.
Yes. Yes.
So how's the Leo Queen of Diamonds doing?
She's doing pretty well. With all of life,
Well, I'm looking at your cards.
Queen of Diamonds have to go through.
I'm looking at your cards here, Marlene, and I see a lot of love stuff going on for you.
Really?
Yeah. What's going on?
Well, I started my Venus period, and I just wanted your take on what's going on with my Venus period this year.
Well,
nine hearts and five of hearts.
Well, you might meet somebody. You might go on a trip and meet somebody.
Oh.
Are you in a relationship now, Marlene?
Not really.
Now, wait a minute. Now, let's hold on a second. Okay, let me put it bluntly, okay? Can I be blunt?
Of course.
Are you having sex with anybody?
Yes.
Okay, that's what we're talking about. I love that, how people will say, that's not really a relationship.
Well, in the sense of,
Well, you might break up with this person, during this period, with those nines and fives.
Oh, okay.
So, there's, it's going to depend a lot on your situation. I mean, and you know how you're feeling about things, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that will have a lot to do with it.
Okay.
You follow me?
Yes.
So, I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing. See, here's the deal. What I'm looking at is the fact that you're displacing the Three of Clubs this year. Did you notice that at all?
Yeah, I guess.
And did you know that Three of Clubs is your lifetime Venus card?
Yes, I do know that.
So you're sitting on your own Venus card. So what does that tell you? Do you have any idea what that means?
No.
It means that you're learning about your own love nature this year, about that Three of Clubs love nature. Doesn't that kind of like have a lot of meaning?
Yes. Yes.
So you know what your Three of Clubs nature is, don't you? In love. Do you know that part of your?
I think I've evolved with my needs, etc.
With your what?
I think I've evolved as to how I am in a relationship.
Well, I'm talking about, do you recognize what part of you is the Three of Clubs, Venus?
No.
Okay. It's the part that can't make up its mind, and it's the part that wants somebody when you're already with somebody else.
Oh.
Does that help?
Yes. do I like him? Do I not like him? Yeah.
And, can I have him and the other one, too?
Yeah. Well, that'll be a first.
Oh, really? We'll see.
I guess that's yet to come.
Well, you also have a Three of Hearts in Saturn this year, so it's definitely going to come.
Oh. Okay. Is that a good thing?
Well, everything is good in terms of that we get to learn about ourselves, and as we learn more about ourselves, we're able to have more and more positive experiences in our life, But
yeah.
We have to become conscious. Now, the Queen of Diamonds is one of the hardest cards to be.
I know that.
We have a lot of karma. We were kind of mean and nasty people in past lives.
Oh, is that what it is?
And we didn't treat other people very well in terms of relationship. You know, we hurt their feelings. And so this is a lifetime we get to clean a lot of that up, you know.
Okay.
And it takes a while. Don't be in any hurry, you know. But you are starting a new 7-year period this year. And this is going to be a really wonderful period. There's going to be a lot of money during the next 7 years.
Okay.
You have your age 45 year coming up.
And,
you know, so this is going to be a lot of fun.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
But there's still lessons to be learned, and Queen of Diamonds is a hard card.
It is, and I'm okay with that. I just take on the next one and the next one.
Yeah, I mean,
keep going. I don't get depressed or anything about it.
Oh yeah,
I just
feel
this is what I signed up for.
Well, I'm sure you have.
Do the best I can.
I'm sure, being a Leo, you keep a real optimism about you, and that's good.
Yeah, I have my own things, but for the most part, I'm up.
Well, you know, you got to have a lot of energy to be a Queen of Diamonds because you got to go through a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
So I know you'll keep going. You're learning a lot, and you'll learn more, and someday you will have the relationship of your dreams. Because Queen of Diamonds, we always get our wishes.
You do?
Sooner or later. We do.
Okay, yeah.
We always get our wish sooner or later.
Okay.
Where it's one of those, you know, sometimes we get it when we didn't think we should have, when we didn't really say exactly what we wanted. We got what we asked for, but weren't clear enough, you know?
Yeah, I've had moments,
You know, like we ask for something and we get it and we go, oh, shit. Oh, excuse my language. Oh, darn, I forgot that one important part.
Yeah.
To ask for.
Yeah. That's true.
So everything is just great.
Okay.
Starting
I'm
a new year.
I'm worried about that Venus period.
Well, I mean,
as to what it was, I just needed some clarification because this is a 9-year for me.
Uh huh.
And
well, it might be time to let go of some people, or one person, or more.
Okay.
So I mean, whatever's not really happening, whatever's not really making you happy. Whatever's not completely fulfilling, sometimes you got to let it go.
Oh, okay.
I mean, only an empty cup can be filled.
Right.
That's not what they say anyway. Okay. So focus on that Mars period, though. You got 10 of diamonds and jack of diamonds. Look at all that money.
Oh, really?
Take a look.
Oh, okay. I saw that in the Mars period, and I thought that was maybe something legal or something. I didn't really.
Well, it can also mean money attention. That we make by being really active.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't have to be through legal. It can be through our own efforts.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So does that help at all?
It helps a lot, because I just wanted to hear your take on the 9 of Hearts, 5 of Hearts. I do like my weekly cards every week, and I've been learning a lot with the cards.
Oh, that's
wonderful. Your card system.
Yeah.
I quite enjoy doing it.
Well, you know, we love... The Queen of Diamonds, we love this system. We love the truth.
Yeah.
And that's what saves us in the end.
Yeah, I just love doing it every week and just seeing what pops up, what needs to be worked on, and how true it is.
Well, that's wonderful, Marlene.
Yeah.
Well, it's great to hear from you again.
Yes, and I'm enjoying your show.
Oh, thank you. And,
Monday.
You know, check back and let me know how you're doing in a few months after... You go through your Venus period.
I thought, Dawn, I was hoping I would get some good cards, like a new love or something.
Well,
but this sounds like a breakup.
The new love is right around the corner, Marlene. Like I told you, I don't think you remember, but you're going to have several loves this year.
Ooh,
but you got to clean house up. You got to clean your house up first and get rid of the you know, all the dust and stuff.
Well, there's not much action going on, Robert. So.
Well, there's somebody.
Well, there's nothing, you know.
But see, you think it's nothing, but I think it is something.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and it needs to be cleaned up.
Okay.
You need to let that go if you want something real, bigger, or better.
Okay.
You got to really... get off it.
I hear you loud and clear.
That's what your 9 and 5 of hearts are all about.
Okay.
You know. Yeah. Okay, you've got to make room for something to show up. Right now you think you're available, but you're not really.
Oh.
See?
Yeah.
Technically, when you're having sex with somebody, you're not available for a relationship.
Okay. Great.
So,
thank you.
All right. Great talking to you, and we'll look forward. I'll look forward to hearing from you later.
Take care.
All right, Marlene. Take care. Bye bye. It's nice to talk to somebody who's your own card. You know, it's like talking in the mirror. I've done all this stuff. So Gloria's been waiting patiently on line 3, and line I think 4 is available now. But is Gloria with us?
Okay.
Hello, Gloria.
Yes.
This is Robert Camp.
Well, hello.
What can I do for you this evening?
Well, I'm very excited that I ended up getting in line.
Well,
that's wonderful. I have your books,
mm-hmm.
and I'm an energy therapist. I'm in Reno.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't remember the name of the fellow, but I gave him my birthday. I'm a 9 of hearts.
You're August 30th, 1931?
Yeah, I'm bringing the sage power into you tonight, as opposed to naming it geriatric, right?
Oh, that's fine. No, I wouldn't consider you geriatric. You sound actually very young.
I really am. I'm truly only 26, but
all right.
And my husband is 12/2/1932. He's the 3 of diamonds.
Uh-huh.
And
okay.
Robert, I studied your work in the 60s. It was then the Kabbalah cards.
Oh wow. Okay.
And I was a 9 of hearts then. So when I had a client come to me a few months ago and say, "Oh, I found this thing, these cards and all that." And I said, "It somehow resonates with me. I somehow remember it." And I went, "I'm a 9 of hearts." And she said, "Oh my God, you got it right." And that was in the late 60s, in my flower child era.
Oh yeah, you might have studied with one of my predecessors.
Yes, I was in Hollywood.
Yeah,
and,
well, Arnie Lean used to, my teacher Arnie Lean had a book. And he used to do readings and classes in Los Angeles.
I think that was his name.
Yeah, it was probably him.
And every actor in town took the class, so we had.
Yeah, there were a lot of
wonderful.
Famous people in his classes. That's right.
Uh-huh. So that's the connection, and I really resonate to your work. So anyhow, I'd love to have your take on what you think is going on and everything.
Well, let me give you a few little. I'll tell you a few words about what this year is about for you.
Okay.
One thing is the major theme of this whole year, the major theme, the most important theme, is that it's a year for you to really look inside yourself and ask yourself, what do you really love and want? You know, what makes you happy, basically? That's the question for this year. What it's the search for internal happiness. You know, what is it? What in my life really makes me happy? What things in life make me happy? You follow that?
Mm-hmm. That's why I was so interested that I tuned in, and that was your theme tonight.
Yeah, I was talking about, you know, work and money,
uh-huh.
and how we can be happy.
And yeah, and work. Follow your heart.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And this is really very personal for you. It's like. It's something you're going to be doing all year in private with yourself. Just asking yourself the question, what really makes me happy?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it doesn't, not just in work and not just in money, but in all areas.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all you have to really think about. Actually, everything's going to work out great for you this year. It's going to be a fun year, and there's going to be success and money and all kinds of fun things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, but... That is the question you have to ask yourself.
Okay. Well, that's been, it's been, it, actually, you know, that's really very apropos, and it is actually what is up for. But I have a husband who is going through a lot of health challenges right now.
Uh-huh.
And I was really, really thinking about how he's doing, because that echoes throughout all my, you know, all of what's going on with me.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. I when I look at your cards, I don't see his cards playing a major role in your life this year.
Okay.
I mean, it doesn't mean that he's not around and not there and all, but this is like this quest for happiness does not involve him. It involves
mm-hmm.
only you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you know, you're the giver of love. That's who you are. It's the Nine of Hearts. That's what the Nine of Hearts is.
Yeah.
The giver of love. And that theme is part of your life. But every once in a while, the Nine has to think, well, what about me?
Yeah.
You know? And that's what this year is. It's a very interesting thing for a Nine of Hearts to have this card, the other card, the Ace of Hearts, which means the search for my own happiness, is a very interesting combination, because your life is about giving. But now we're talking about what is it that you receive that makes you happy.
Mm-hmm.
And your husband is on his own track, you know. I mean, you're married, and that's all good. And yet he has his own karma separate from yours. You're very different.
Mm-hmm. Oh, very different.
You know, and that doesn't mean that's not bad. It's just, you know, that you're very different. You're very compatible, though. You know, I mean, overall, I mean, there's probably a lot of Mars energy, which means you can get into some arguments sometimes. But there is a sense of male and female bonding there between you that's very strong.
Uh-huh.
That had you guys be married.
Uh-huh.
You know, there's a part of his masculinity that fits your femininity. Or at least it did.
No, it's, you know, that's all, it's just that there's, you know, there's such tremendous challenge that's going on for him right now, and it's very hard for him, because this is a guy that was really very very strong, very virile, very vital, and very much,
what year was
you know,
he born again?
Hmm?
What year was he born?
32.
Okay. So, you know, I don't know, you know, I don't know if, you know, I don't know how much longer he's going to be here. You know, I'm sure you think about this.
Yeah.
It's always his choice.
It's what?
It's his choice.
Yes, yes.
It's his choice. And, you know, I don't know. I don't know what his thoughts are about his life or where it's at or where it's going.
Yeah.
But, you know, at some point he may decide to leave.
Yeah.
And when he does, that's going to be another letting go for you.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know. I know everything works harmoniously, you know. I know that whatever your husband's going through will be synchronistic for something that you're learning about yourself and going through. I know that to be true. So I don't have any concerns about anything bad happening to you or him.
Yeah, all is well, you know, no matter what.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, these are the challenges that... the program that I really put together is about the fact that there are physical changes that happen as you have more years on the planet. You know, like your chukus is closer to ground is not only the only thing that happens.
Well, I was just talking earlier on my talk about the show I watched last night, which about from birth till death, and they talked about all the things that happen as we get old inside of our bodies. That, you know, I just really got it today when I was thinking about it, that our body is designed to live about 90 years. That's about it.
Yeah.
That's what it's designed to do. It's like it's designed to to grow, to prosper, and then to decline. That's the way it is right now.
Yeah.
That's the way our planet is, and our, as beautiful and wonderful as the human creation is, it has a shelf life.
Yeah, and it's finite. Yeah.
And they described in this show, and I'm 54, you know, and they described in this show all the things that start to happen in your 50s and 60s and 70s. I thought, wow, this is kind of depressing.
Well,
you know, it's like all the things
that
used to
yeah,
work stop working.
It could be, yeah. I know that, I work a lot with people that are coming into these kind of years, and I woke up one morning and I said, I'm not aging, I'm saging. I'm becoming truly the wise woman I came in to be.
Well,
and
yeah,
that's cool. When I got really relaxed about it.
Well, that's, you know, I mean, I've accepted the fact that I'm aging too. But when you look ahead, like when you're younger, you look ahead and you see all these great things that are going to happen to you. And then as you get older, it looks like more and more like you look ahead and you see how you're going to decline. And it takes a little getting used to.
Well, I'm signed on till 94, so.
Okay, good for you.
I'm trying to keep the package together.
All right, Gloria, way to go.
Well, thank you so much for chatting with me, and thank you for doing your work, and thank you for your enthusiasm.
Well,
with
thank
it.
You, Gloria, for being a guest, and I appreciate you saying that very much.
And as I say, I'm enjoying your books very much.
Oh, great, great.
And if you ever get to Reno.
Oh, yeah, well, you're not far away. I'm only about an hour and a half, well, a couple hours drive. I'm in the San Francisco Bay Area.
Oh, yeah. Well, when you come over 80 sometime and you're going to do it, I'm on email. I don't know, can I say where I am on email? So
no, just send me an email sometime.
I'll send you an email and tell you who I am.
Yeah, that'll be great.
And then when you come through, you guys come over and
we'll come visit you. Okay,
we'll
I'd
have Irish
that.
Tea.
We would love that.
Okay.
All
well,
right,
thanks
thank
again.
You,
all right, bye.
Bye-bye, have a nice evening. Okay, since we're running out of time, we're going to go ahead and just go right to Robin and Monique, and then I'll be our last two guests tonight. So is Robin still on the line?
Yes, I am.
Hello. And Seth, can you turn Robin up some so I can hear her better? Say something, Robin.
Hello, hello. Good evening.
Oh, much better, much better. So how are you?
Well, I'm just fine listening to your program every week and figured I'd call in. This time, I've been rather impressed.
Oh, well, excellent.
And interested. I love your laugh. And I think you have a lot of ability to key in on things that astrologers and psychics sort of get, but they are a little bit more cryptic.
Oh, yeah. Well, I do my best. Thank you for that, saying that.
Oh,
and
you're welcome.
And coming from you, a two of clubs and a king of clubs, that's a compliment.
Could you speak up?
I said, coming from you, being a two of clubs and a king of clubs, that's a real compliment.
Oh.
You are May 30th, right?
Yes.
1947?
The end of the day, but I am that day.
Okay, that
that's
is...
for sure.
That's my father's birthday.
No kidding.
I'm not kidding.
Okay.
There's a lot of smarts in that birthday.
Yeah, tell me about it. Too many.
almost too much.
Yes.
So what's on your mind this evening?
Oh, just let's say I'm at that fork in the road, and it's and it hurts.
Which fork are you describing?
Which fork? Like where to go and what to do with myself.
Well, what have you just stopped doing?
Well, I'm stopping. I have to stop doing basically nothing. I've just been playing semi-retired and autodidact and trying to figure out, you know, have done a lot of things in my career. And obviously as a two of clubs, I get bored after 2 or 3 or 4 or 10 or 15 years and been around the block. And
that's more of a Gemini thing, actually.
Yeah, I guess it is. But
my father used to... We would move our family. He would get bored. Like,
yeah.
Everywhere we were, and he would, like, put in for transfers. And we would move almost every year.
I didn't move like that.
But
Like that. As a matter of fact, I only live 6 crosstown blocks from where I was born at the moment.
That's certainly not like my father.
No, but I've been around, lived in Europe.
Uh-huh.
You know, languages and expatriate stuff and lots
of... are you kind of retired right now and looking for something to do?
I guess I have to. I got into a position where I just didn't care anymore because I'd done so much.
Uh-huh, okay.
And so I sort of went into the esoteric world.
Okay.
And then the secret world of how the world really works, and I despaired. Of course, I've been in that world. I've been in the corporate finance, international banking world.
Yeah, well,
and when you're in it, you don't know what's going on. You only know what's going on when you get out of it and really look at stuff.
You know, the closer you look at it, the worse it looks.
Yes, and that's why I despaired.
Yeah.
And I just didn't even want to look at money anymore.
Yeah. Well, speaking of money, do you have any money, like, laying aside in stocks or investments?
No.
Okay. Well, don't do anything like that this year, okay?
Don't worry. I haven't for the past 10 years when I should have. But I did a lot in banking with a lot of bankruptcies.
Mm-hmm.
20 and 25 years ago. And so I knew when things were not smart.
Yeah.
But yet I wasn't being smart in knowing cycles.
Well, see, there's...
So, I mean, I could have taken advantage of it if I just kept, you know, a lot of what I
knew
out of it.
There's what's going on, Robin, there's what's going on in the market, but then there's what's going on in each individual.
Yeah, it really had more to do with me and how I was relating to it.
What I'm saying to you is that this particular year is not a good year for you to do that. Now, you may be good to do it other years, but I'm just saying not this year.
Oh, no, don't worry, I'm not there.
Okay, all right, good. So, aside from that... You know, it seems to me like maybe you've never explored some sides of yourself, like the creative side, for example.
Well, I've been told I should be writing, but I haven't done it yet. I don't have any passion for anything.
Well, that's good. That's perfect. If you don't have any passion for anything, then don't do anything.
Well, I haven't been, but I can't do it anymore.
You cannot do anything.
I'm a semi recluse. You know, my friends, you know, have back problems, bad marriages, and I'm sitting here saying, I don't know.
How would you like to have a life that is all charged up and going somewhere again? Do you really want that?
Yes, because I'm ready for it. I've been out of the picture now for quite a while.
Okay, so...
So it's sort of like a rebirth here.
Okay, great. Well,
Having had my Saturn return, I'm ready for it.
I was in a similar position about a year and a half
and
ago.
And my Jupiter return I just had.
I was in a similar position about 2 years ago as
you
are now. And I took this amazing training program that totally blasted my life wide open again.
Huh.
And it'll cost you about $2,000 in 3 weeks of your life. If you're interested in that, let me know. Send me an email out, and I'll get in touch with you after the show.
Okay.
And it'll be the most amazing thing you ever did, and it'll change your life.
Okay.
And it'll get you back in this. It'll get you back into your dream and into your what's important to you, and it'll get you going again.
Oh.
Guaranteed.
So it's, you think it's worthwhile to continue on?
You're not ready to die yet. I can tell that.
What?
You're not ready to die yet.
Oh, God, no. Well, I thought I was, but then I changed my mind.
Well, if that's all that happened, you may change your mind again. What do we know?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, Geminis.
Exactly.
I don't know. I was once told that... that someone else had a card book, and that's when I found out I had a 2 of clubs. This was several years ago. It might have been the teacher you said you had to the lady before me.
Yeah.
And it said, the Two of Clubs is someone who is in most in need of having a partner, but least likely to find one.
Oh, I don't know. I know lots of Two of Clubs. I even have a Two of Clubs sister and a father.
Oh.
And my sister has always had a partner.
Oh, really?
And my father has pretty much always had a partner. So
okay.
Don't believe everything you read.
Well, those things usually just show up when I don't look for them, so I don't even think about it.
I want to finish up with you real quick, Rob.
Yeah.
Because I have one more person I want to talk to before I end tonight. And I just want to say that you have a lot of really influences of having a lot of fun and making and getting back to work and doing stuff. The possibility exists. It's here.
Yeah.
And you will have to do something to get that kick started. I don't know if it'll be this training I mentioned or what, but the possibility is there, and I would say it's going to be happening. I would say by the middle of November, you'll know what you're doing.
Okay.
Okay, doke.
That's perfect timing.
Well, thank you for calling, Robin.
Okay, and I'll give you an email.
Yeah, send me an email after the show or later, and I'll contact you by email tomorrow, and we'll talk sometime.
No problem.
All right. Very good.
Sounds good. Thank you, Robert.
All
good
right.
Night.
Have a nice night. Okay. We only have time for one more person, and I think Monique has been waiting patiently on line four. Is she still with us?
Yes.
Hi, Monique.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. And what part of California are you in?
I'm in West Hollywood.
Oh, okay. So you're down in the southern part.
Yes.
And you are born January 10th, 1967?
Yes.
And what's on your mind this evening?
My daughter.
Your daughter? What's going on with your daughter?
She just moved out a week ago.
Uh-huh.
And she's sick and having accidents.
And what's her birthday?
Her birthday is 7/13/87.
Okay, so you're more interested in what's going on for her, I assume.
Yeah, today, you know what? I guess today I got emotional because she came home and she was strange and she didn't express that. It was just something that I just picked up and sensed. She kind of skirted around me trying to dig, and then she went into the last 3 days and all of the chaos and mishaps.
Uh-huh.
And I became really overwhelmed, and I've been listening to your show for a few weeks, so I thought, you know what, Robert is fantastic. Let me call and see if he could help me with this.
I guess I'm just a worried
mother.
Yeah, okay, that's fine. I understand. So first of all, I just want to say that you know you're not your daughter. So what your daughter is going through is not a reflection on you in any way. You need to know that. Okay? Our children have their own individual karma. They do have things in common with us. And there are things that we transfer to them. But even those things were things that they had to have transferred, because it was their karma to have those things. And then they have other karmas. They have other things that they have to experience that are completely unlike what we experience. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay, so your daughter is a very insecure person. She has emotional problems. That's part of her karma, okay? Part of her karma is that she has to work on her fears of abandonment. Do you understand?
Yes.
Now, that's not necessarily something that you have. And she was born with that. She didn't learn it from you or from her childhood. And you didn't cause that. This was her karma. You follow me?
Yes.
I could have predicted it the moment she was born. Before I even met you or anything.
Okay.
So she's at this age now. She's 20 years old, right?
Yes.
And she's going through... She's growing into an adult, and she's facing the world, and she's bringing with her this emotional stuff that she hasn't dealt with yet. And that's going to cause her to have, from time to time, have some really rough periods.
So I this is really good for her.
She's got to be really smart, you know?
Oh, she is.
She's super smart, but not on an emotional level.
No, not at all, and I think I'm one of the few people who recognize that in her personality.
Yeah.
She comes off as a really intelligent, highly intelligent person, but emotionally she's a fragile child.
Yeah.
But she covers it very well.
Yeah. So, she's in her Venus period right now, and she has some challenging cards. It almost looks like somebody betrayed her in a relationship. You know, that's what it looks like.
Yeah.
Is that what happened?
I know that she's friends with two gentlemen at this time. There's nothing really serious, but the guy that before these two showed up just tore her heart out.
Well, that emotional thing is what's causing these other problems. Do you understand?
Really?
She got so upset that she caused this accident and things to happen.
She went on a rampage.
Well, there you've already answered your own question.
Okay. All right. I'm just going to let her...
You know what? A month from now, it'll be all be forgotten.
Oh, okay. That's wonderful.
This is just one of those little rough patches that she'll go through from time to time whenever she feels abandoned or betrayed by somebody.
Oh, you know what? Every relationship has a very sour ending. However, within a few months, the guys, they usually end up as friends, really good friends. This guy, it didn't happen, and she just came undone, and it was like the 4th of July. So, okay,
yeah.
I get it.
So, that's all you need to do. That's all you need to be concerned about. It's going to pass.
Okay.
And, you know, I would help her. It would be really good if she had a counselor.
I've suggested, and she's resisting.
She's resisting because she's afraid of what she'll find out.
You know, it's funny. She listens to me about you and how you've influenced and helped me to transform me. But when it comes to her, she didn't want to hear it.
Well, maybe she'll want to get a reading with me sometime.
I'll work on that.
Well, you can.
I'm going to do that.
You can suggest it. Just suggest the idea sometime and see what she says.
I think she would probably trust you.
She might.
More so than a therapist.
I can't say for sure, but
okay. I'm going to give it a try.
I'm often regarded as an authority, so people will listen to me.
Okay, it's worth a shot.
Okay, Monique, I appreciate you calling.
Okay, wonderful.
And I wish you well and your daughter well as well.
Thank you. Have a great evening.
All right, thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, thanks, everybody, for sticking around tonight. I hope you enjoyed the show. I hope some of you got some wisdom or some learning about the cards or whatever you came to get from the show tonight. Look forward to talking to you next week. As we leave this evening, I'd like to play the song Sri Ram from my CD Bhakti Rock. Thank you. This is Robert Lee Camp. We'll see you next week. Good night.
Ram He Sita Ram He Hanuman Lakshmana Ram He Raja Ram
of my heart. my highest. I travel at the speed of love, and I'm moving to the beat of my heart. I travel at the speed of love, and I'm at my highest star.
Town, and it seems very small when you